is IPO Charlotte from WFAE News. I'm Mark Rumsey. Over the past few weeks, we've looked at transit issues, including cars, buses, and rail. But with Charlotte's good climate, many people choose instead to bicycle, jog, or even walk around town. But what's it like for those who choose human power over horsepower? WFAE's Craig Folly has more.
As Charlotte began to really grow in the latter half of the last century, much of the development in town was focused on the automobile. But that attitude is waning. As gas prices rise, as Americans become more health conscious, more environmentally conscious, and also more time conscious, some are beginning to return to simpler modes of transport, sometimes just for fun, but for many as a way to escape the gridlock of the daily commute.
And I go up Ray Road to Colony, taking advantage of one of the few bike lanes in the city.
That's Peter Hindle. He's a radiologist and an avid cycler.
It's about 10.5 miles. It takes me about 35 minutes. It takes me 5 minutes longer to ride my bike than it does to drive the car.
He tries to ride his bike to work from his home near the Arboretum in South Charlotte to the campus of Carolina's Medical Center at least twice a week. Hindle describes himself as pretty green, saying he likes the fact that on those days, he's not adding to the area's carbon emissions, and he appreciates the workout that cycling to work provides. While Hindle is riding his bike towards uptown, Dave Francina is walking there. He walks a short distance from his Dilworth home. He's an attorney and is the chair of the Charlotte Chamber's Environmental Concerns Committee. He is part of Clean Air Works, a program designed in part to get folks to use alternatives to their cars for the daily commute. But he admits there needs to be improvements, especially in safety at many major intersections in town.
You take your life in your hands trying to cross the street. And so it is a challenge. Maybe more people crossing the street would slow people down. That is a real challenge because a lot of people, when they get in their car, all they care about is where they're going.
Perhaps even more so than walking, bicycling can be dangerous. Again, Peter Hindle.
You can never, ever relax. You're always wondering, are you going to get nailed by somebody?
John Miles is the president of the Metrolina Walkers Volkssport Club. He says the city made some mistakes as it began to grow.
Sidewalks that go along and then there's a break and you're walking in the street or crosswalks with no sidewalks connected to them. I'm not real sure how much planning was done.
Bicycle advocates argue that Charlotte is just now beginning to re-examine those priorities. Martin Zimmerman is executive director of Bicyclists Initiating Kinder Environments and Safety, better known as Bikes.
Charlotte right now is playing a catch-up game with other cities that have actually had not only advocacy groups in place for 20 or 30 years, but have actually funded bicycle lanes, certainly have funded the greenway system. So we're playing catch-up.
But that is changing. Ken Tippett is the bicycle program manager for the Charlotte Department of Transportation. He says city planners recognize what needs to be done, but that it's not as simple as it might seem.
What we are trying to address is the difficult situation of trying to retrofit a city to be more bicycle friendly.
Tippett says past development often left little space for things like sidewalks and bike lanes. And he says narrow right-of-ways make it difficult to add as many bike lanes as he wants to see. He also says time plays a factor in how quickly bike lanes can be added.
Yes, it's nothing that's going to happen overnight. For instance, street resurfacing may take, about 16 to 20 years between a street being resurfaced. So this is something that takes a lot of time.
But that's not to say that things aren't improving. All of the people we spoke to for this story agreed that walking and cycling in Charlotte is better now than just a couple of years ago and continues to improve. Again, Dave Francina.
Now neighborhoods connect, so you can walk from one neighborhood to another. Sidewalks are required, so you can, walk pleasantly down the sidewalk. The city's done a lot. It's changed its land use policies to promote walking and to promote getting to the mass transit stations easily without having to get into a car.
Ken Tippett agrees and says people are buying into the idea.
You will notice that every bus in the CATS system has a bike rack on the front, and these have proven to be popular. Back in 2001, there were roughly 19,000 bicycle boardings on buses, and last year there were over 60,000.
But for many people, taking that first step away from a car is difficult. Biking or walking can take longer, and Ken Tippett says it's not the easiest thing to do.
Don't expect the first time to be a revelation of what a wonderful thing this is. Bicycling, it's a workout, so expect to be in a workout. But if you keep at it, you begin to get in better shape. You begin to gain the experience and the skills that makes you more comfortable.
One of the other big hurdles for people to overcome is fear. Martin Zimmerman says he routinely hears from people that say they want to bike but are afraid. He says the reality is different from the perception.
from a statistical standpoint, bicycle accidents and bicycle deaths aren't really that great. When people really learn how to ride on the streets, the issue of accidents and deaths won't be as great as they are now, and we'll have more bicyclists, so the drivers are going to organically pay more attention to the cyclists.
For those that want to overcome that initial fear, there are private groups, such as the Bicycle Commuter Mentor Program, that give tips on everything you need to know to get started, what to wear, how to outfit your bike, safety education, and route planning, and they'll even ride with you the first time. But what to do with your bike once you get where you're going? Ken Tippett says the city is addressing that issue as well.
About a year ago, the city adopted the city's first bicycle parking regulations. And this requires new developments to include bicycle parking as part of their development plan.
Many newer buildings, including the Bank of America Tower being constructed uptown, will include bicycle storage and showers for those that do ride in. The city is hoping that awareness spreads to the public. Its new development strategy hopes that higher density neighborhoods and a combination of walking, biking, and public transit will reshape the community. But convincing folks to leave their cars at home continues to be the biggest challenge. For WFAE News, I'm Craig Folley.
Join us next week as we shift our attention to issues of education. With so many people moving to Charlotte, many schools are overcrowded.
We had 5,000 kids every year, and that's about one high school, one middle school, and three or four elementaries every year, and we're not delivering them that fast.
School overcrowding next Thursday on IPO Charlotte. And as always, you can hear other stories in the series and comment on what you hear at our website, wfae.org. Thank you.